Once again, here's special guest host, political strategist Jason Rowe.
Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Jason Rowe. And next up, a lawsuit has now been filed following the January police shooting death of 34-year-old John Genuine in Washtenaw County. The suit alleges deputies fired 27 shots after a chase in Ypsilanti Township, even though Genuine was unarmed and claims medical aid was not immediately provided afterward. As the Michigan Attorney General's office reviews the case, we're joined now by attorney Todd Flood to discuss the legal questions, accountability concerns, and the broader conversation surrounding police use of force. Counselor, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
For people just hearing about the case, Todd, kind of walk us through what the lawsuit is alleging that happened during and after the shooting.
So prior to the shooting, there was a 911 call for a dispatch of a two black males in a van, white van, that pointed a gun or had a gun, handgun at that. And so my client, Mr. Genuine, was in a white van. He's a white male, and he's in a Sprinter van. They start to pursue him thinking he's the two suspects, but obviously they see he is not. Ultimately, they do what is called a pit move. Mm-hmm. A pit move or maneuver is just basically they attempted it twice. They hit him once and then do it again and then knock him over, which is against policy within the sheriff's department. But anyway, they knock him over. Once they knock him over on that passenger side, someone screams shotgun, or he has a shotgun. Obviously, he didn't have a shotgun. There was no gun. And Lloyd, when I tell you this, if you watch the video, it looks like the OK Corral.
Mm.
27 shots. You have deputies firing from the front of the van, from the rear of the van, from the underneath of the van, from the top of the van. They hit my client, and my client's parents are on as well this morning. They hit John seven times, and I had an autopsy, an independent autopsy done up in Oakland County. And this was a slow, painful bleed out death. There was no kill shot. They didn't hit him in the head. They didn't hit him in the heart. It's just tragic and ugly. And then from there, you know, they don't render aid. They let him bleed out and kill him and find out he's not the suspect. He wasn't the suspect. So there's multiple counts we have within our lawsuit, but this is just a deliberate indifference, a lack of training, a lack of education. I don't know if it's societal and where police officers stand. I mean, I'm a law enforcement kind of guy, but I know so many police officers have reached out to me after watching this and saying, you know, this is wrong.
Yeah.
So this lawsuit is, as my clients will tell you, is to get accountability. And more than anything, and these are the most lovely people in the world, you get to talk with them. They don't want this to happen anywhere else in America. They don't want it to happen. This is, you know, that message out there. There's no justice here. I mean, I can't turn back the hands of time.
No.
But hopefully there's some mercy.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Genuine, my condolences for the tragedy that you're suffering. I can't imagine how you have had to navigate this situation and this unnecessary loss of life. And I mean, just hearing the description of it, what I've read in the papers about it, I mean, 27 shots coming from all angles. There wasn't a gun, and he wasn't even the person that was a suspect. I don't know how you are dealing with this right now, but thank you for sharing your story with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
No one should ever have to deal with this. It was a tragedy. It was not necessary. And you know, our goal through this whole thing is only to prevent any family from ever having to go through this again.
Kelly, tell us about your son. Tell us something we don't know.
Oh, my God. John was loyal to a fault. He loved working on cars with his father since he was, I don't know, I'd say 4 or 5 years old. They're always working on something. He was a decorated Navy veteran. He was very proud of that service. John also loved to cook. He got that from me. and he was, Larry and I are in the process right now of going through his house. And I think I lost count of how many Instant Pots he has. He loved to cook. He loved to putter in the garage with his father. He had a wicked sense of humor. He had many, many, many friends. He was loyal to a fault. He was a good-hearted man. He loved his dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. He'd come over our house and lay on that couch with them for hours. He was just an all-around good guy. He would do anything for his friends or his family, and he loved his little brother Jake.
Yeah.
And his wife Melissa. He was definitely a family man.
So, Todd, what's next? What kind of a time frame will the family have to go through to get justice on this?
You know, it's going to take some time. So we don't, you know, we had to file because it's being criminally investigated right now by the Attorney General's office. There's a lot of things that we can't get through FOIA. So we filed our lawsuit. We know a couple of the deputies, but there's several involved. So we filed what is called the John Doe and Jane Doe lawsuit. So the next step is that we will serve it upon the Sheriff's Department, and it'll get into the court system, and we will ultimately amend the complaint, and the judge will give us a scheduling order for us to go through our case. And the unfortunate thing here, if I could change any law, I know we're on the rundown here, but if I could change any law, I would change the governmental immunity law, because there's this higher burden and higher standard, and they get an automatic right to an appeal. So here in my particular situation, you know, it's going to take time, but we have the wherewithal and the perseverance and the support from the family and loved ones to go through the fight, and we will fight for justice until, you know, the end in the civil case. The criminal case, it's under investigation.
Larry and Kelly Genuine, we appreciate you coming on this morning, and our deepest condolences to you and the rest of the family there. And we appreciate you coming on. Todd Flood, my friend, thank you for sharing this with us and giving us an update. And we'll keep following this with you along the way. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys. Be well.
Thank you.
Coming up at 6:49, a candidate for Senate that we have not spoken to as of yet, but we will. His name is Robert Lugeri. He's going to join us next to tell us about his campaign and what he thinks needs to be done to change some things around here in Michigan. That's all up next at 6:49 here on JR.
By the way, he's running for Congress.